It was 2 years ago today that WA closed itself off from the rest of the country and the world. Although the battle against COVID-19 does continue, particularly now more than ever in WA, the border is back down with people flowing in and out of the state. While most of the community went into lockdown and travel bans were imposed, essential workers such as truck drivers work to keep the show on the road, balancing the nature of their work with the need to keep WA communities safe. Here to talk about it all this morning, the experiences of the trucking community, is CEO of the Western Roads Federation, Cameron Dumasi. Good morning.
Good morning, Taylor. How are you?
Very well. Hey, Cam, can you paint a picture for us? What is the WA trucking industry like? Is there many of you out there?
Yeah, look, so there's 7,000 registered transport companies in Western Australia. It's about 30,000 people. Now, of the 7,000 companies, about 70% of those are owner-drivers, which is basically a one-person truck operation, usually a small family business. And they're, critical to our industry as well as the major companies. But in broader sense, the only thing in West Australia that the transport industry doesn't deliver is babies. Everything, whether it's a cash to your ATM or it's to deliveries to your home from online shopping, whether it's the bulk iron ore for out the junior miners, supplies their fuel out to remote communities. It's a fairly expansive industry. We cover just about every segment of the economy.
You're a particularly important part of the supply chain, particularly up and down WA. Take me back a couple of years, Cam, when you saw the news, like everybody else, that the WA hard border was going up. What was running through your mind at the time?
First thing was that my daughter was getting married in the East Coast in about 6 weeks' time, and I wasn't going. I think the immediate part for us as a transport industry was chaos. You've got to look at it from our side. We pull in fresh fruit, for example, out of far north Queensland, because that's what WA consumers want. They just created absolute chaos. So those poor truckies, the companies are trying to negotiate the border conditions from Queensland into New South, from New South Wales into South Australia, from South Australia into WA and return. Every state had a different set of rules. And they changed on a weekly basis. Chaos would be the number one word I'd use.
Okay, so we sort of got that news and it broke, and then, you said, all these different conditions came in and out, and essential workers were still able to move in and out of the state.
That's right.
What did that kind of look like for you and for the people that you know working in the same industry?
Look, a lot of it was around rules interpretation. It's a big industry. One was, working with particularly Main Roads, Heavy Vehicle Services. They put a liaison officer there for us with WA Police, was to interpret the rules, put them into language that our industry could understand, and then distribute that nationally. And then similarly get the other states' rules, interpret those, and then disseminate them out to our own industry that was running east-west. Look, I know my own case, and I'm not the only one. You start at 4 o'clock in the morning, you'd finish at 8 o'clock at night, and you'd repeat that 7 days a week, pretty much for 2 years.
Wow. And that's uncommon to what it typically looks like, or is that sort of part and parcel?
Uncommon. That was incredibly rare. Obviously, with COVID disruptions, it just normal course of events, you don't have issues, moving between states. But suddenly we'd gone back to pre-federation, where you had different rules to get into every state.
It's an interesting one. We saw pretty quickly that COVID protocols were vital in many industries. We saw hospitals and healthcare workers and quarantine workers as well having to comply with them. What did that look like for truck drivers?
Yeah, I think one thing people forget is that truck drivers had the highest frequency rate of PCR testing before anybody else. Hotel quarantine workers weren't being tested at the frequency of interstate truck drivers for about a month or two after we were already being tested at 7 day a week frequencies. Or different cases, every 3 days, prior to, had to have a PCR test within 72 hours of crossing some state borders.
So you know your way around a nasal swab pretty well now, Cam.
Oh, look, yeah, I think some of them have got fairly well-developed nasal cavities. But, to give you an instance, if they were running, it's only because the Queensland Association brought it to my attention, if they were running from Brisbane to Sydney, it's an overnight trip. They were being tested, PCR tested, 27 times in a 21-day period.
Wow.
At different times. The frequency rate was staggering. But it then they changed the rules. And by the time the written directions come out, which is often, say, 3 days after a media announcement, you then got to get that out to the industry. And it's a big industry. And, you know, there's a lot of small operators. So you're providing a help desk to them when they're, you know, stuck. The police, WA police, were fantastic at the borders. I don't think there's enough credit given to them. A little of old school policing, you know, hard-nosed but fair.
It's hard. We saw it many times when people were travelling via planes into different states as rules were changing. And I imagine that must have been a similar thing for truck drivers. If you're on the middle of the Nullarbor Plain, by the time you arrive somewhere, rules could be different.
Oh, absolutely. We've had trucks, you know, en route to WA, and the rules changed. And, you know, they'd say, oh, we're going to change the frequency of PCR testing. There's not a lot of places you can get a PCR test done between, say, Port Augusta and Eucla.
Now,
from memory, it's around a couple of thousand kilometres. Or we had a case coming in on the northern border where a road train, you'd done all the right things, but we changed the rules. We made a change. And Catherine had become a hotspot. So he thought, I won't get tested there because Catherine's a hotspot. I should have enough time. I'll get to the border at Kununurra. And he gets to the border at Kununurra, missed it by about his PCR window by about, you know, half an hour. So they turned him around and sent him back to Catherine and back to get the PCR test to come back to the border, which is a 1,000-kilometre round trip.
Yeah, not a cheap trip at all. We're speaking with Cam Dumasy this morning, the CEO of the Western Roads Federation. Cam, obviously the borders are open now and it's been a long two-year stint for many people in many different industries. What's the state of the sort of trucking world like now? Borders are open and people are able to move a little bit easier. What's it looking like on your end?
Certainly, you know, if we come back a step, now that the rail's back up and operating, because about 80% of what we bring into WA comes by rail across what we refer to it as the paddock, across Nullarbor, which is as it should be. Rail's optimum for that. So it's starting to settle down there, but it's the skill shortages. We are just critically short of people, short of drivers. We're short of mechanics. We're short of operations staff. Like every sector of the WA, that's really hurting us. As is the fuel price, you know, diesel sitting at over still $2 a litre. It's gone up 60 cents a litre since the start of the year. It's a third of the operating costs. So, you know, that's something that's just adding more and more pressure to the industry and also driving a conversation that's time to start getting serious about alternative energy sources, clean energy sources into our industry.
Yeah, absolutely. We saw sort of, the impact for consumers or for people who maybe haven't thought about it, the impact of that being not just the fuel price going up, but also when the freights were down, we were able to see a shortage of things on our shelves at the supermarket. So I think it's definitely brought it to the forefront of people's mind. Cam, thank you very much for your time this morning and best of luck as we get the show back on the road.
Oh, thank you so much and love to speak to you anytime.